hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
So fancy. Big money.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master here at Our World Underwater in Chicago. And yeah, it is kind of fancy. You just heard her in the background there. Abby from Dive Alert Network with us. How you doing, Abby?
I'm doing great, Greg.
She was impressed with my new microphone package. Microphone
right.
Package.
Yes, I'd be very careful how you phrase that, Greg. Yes, I did notice your fancy new equipment.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, it is fancy. It is new. I'm bringing out all the best. We got red, white, and blue mermaids here. We're pulling out all the stops for the 40-year anniversary of Our World Underwater
yes.
in Chicago.
I noticed the red, white, and blue mermaids, and I noticed several of the guys stopping by to salute.
Was that what they were doing? And they were saluting in a very unique way. I got to give these Midwest divers credit.
Whatever the kids call it these days.
Exactly. All right. So anyway, but you guys are participating in the show, obviously, as a representative from Divers Alert Network. What are you guys debuting? What are you showing here at the show?
Well, Greg, we've come loaded with our typical arsenal. I mean, we've got everyone here can renew their memberships. They can renew their insurance. But we also have all of our main products, first aid kits, oxygen units, the surface signaling kit, which you actually have some of these items.
Yes, I do. I've luckily had, I haven't had to put them to use in an emergency situation, but I do travel with my safety sausage from Divers Alert Network, that safety kit, signal kit, which is a little, it kind of kicks it up a notch because there's like a mirror and all kinds of extra goodies in there, right?
Right. There's a signaling mirror, a whistle, as well as a glow stick. So, I mean, really, the surface signaling kit was just we worked with the Coast Guard when designing it, so it's got everything you could possibly need. But even more importantly, for those of your listeners out there that aren't at the show, need to come over. Actually, everything here in the booth is much lower price than you're going to find anywhere else on our website.
So. Right. So, and if you don't end up ever using your emergency safety kit in an emergency situation, you can always take that glow stick to a rave. Yeah, right, and refresh it after a year or two.
You know, how you use your safety sausage is up to you, but yes, I suppose you could take the glow stick to a rave, yeah.
Nice. Now, these oxygen kits, those are for dive shops, individuals, anybody, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Anybody can purchase one of our oxygen units. The ones that we have here on display are all in a hard case, Pelican case. They all come with all the bells and whistles that you see there, with the oral nasal mask, the TrueFit mask as well. And we have a few different options. We have some smaller units, an M9 cylinder, which is about 20 minutes, and we have a Jumbo D, and even a dual Jumbo D option, which are 60 minutes apiece. So really, we can get the novice diver or the big dive operator, whoever needs an oxygen unit, we can absolutely accommodate them in any situation.
And you can train them on how to use these units as well, as being a DAN instructor, O2 instructor, like myself.
Yes, absolutely, you can.
Are you doing any of that stuff yet? You're just repping this stuff. You're not, you're a dive instructor now, right?
Well, no, I'm still
working on
an assistant instructor, yes. Now, Dan, I got my job with Dan and had to run away, and I didn't get the chance to finish my instructor certification. However, now that I work for Dan, I have indeed taken their training courses. And right now, another thing that Dan always provides at these big shows is we always have someone from our training department. And tomorrow and Sunday, we'll be doing training courses and updates for our instructors and instructor trainers.
Now, are you an O2 instructor, too?
No, I am not.
Oh, darn it. Because, see, I was thinking maybe I could get on some oxygen and kind of, rejuvenate myself, bring back those dead brain cells that we're probably going to kill this weekend.
Well, I do have to point out that these cylinders are not actually filled, so...
Oh.
It
would make for fun bar fodder then later if
right.
we did this.
Well, it might be a good idea.
He thinks there's oxygen in there. This is hilarious.
Well,
talk about how great he feels. There's nothing in there.
I, I will say that I probably should start carrying around at least one of our comprehensive first aid kits when I'm hanging out with you, Greg.
Because, well, good point.
You know, yeah, you have a tendency to get yourself into a predicament or two.
Yes. Well, I have a nurse on hand.
That's true. Yeah. You know, I think Mermaid Angela needs to start sporting one of our first aid kits. That's just part of the costume. She's in the tail. She has one of our kits.
What do you have for librarians and historians?
We have some books. We have waterproof books, actually.
Okay. All right. So some study material, sure.
Yeah, absolutely. We can give your mermaids whatever they need, Greg.
Nice. Well, Abby, it's always a pleasure to see you. Have fun here in Chicago at the 40-year anniversary of Our World Underwater.
Yeah, and actually, it's the 40-year anniversary of Our World. It's also the 30th year for Dan.
Well, there you go. That's so, 70.
That's right. There's celebrations left and right, Greg. It's just one big, it's a year full of celebrations.
Yeah, a lot of people here at Our World Underwater. Let's move on to Big Wave Dave. How you doing, Dave?
I'm doing great. Hey, Chicago's rocking. It's almost above freezing.
Yes, and that's a record. Thank God for global warming, because it was way better than last year. It was like 10 degrees last year. I'll take this. You hear what I'm saying?
Hey, it's the Midwest. Wait around a couple days. It'll change.
Yeah, well, good point. Yeah, we're supposed to get some snow flurries tomorrow. But, Dave, how you doing, man? Where you been? Where you been diving? Have you been taking the pool around or what?
Nope. Actually, yeah, we have Jeff Moore out there running the pool around. In fact, he's in Detroit this weekend in a big adventure travel show there. Here, we're just talking to retailers. Let them know that, hey, we go see BeADiver.com.
Yes, the Be a Diver campaign, the DEMA has put together for all the dive retailers. I mean, we were talking to Tom earlier. That's one of those programs he was talking about that retailers can use to help promote diving in their local markets and get more people in the door to enjoy our sport, right?
Hey, diving, the biggest thing is once you try it, you'll love it for the rest of your life. You'll be diving into your 70s. So get out there. If you're not here at the show, go to BeADiver.com, find your closest dive store, and stop in and try diving.
Yeah, you know, it may change your life. You may end up becoming a diver, and it'll change everything. You'll want to start a radio show about diving, the whole thing. Actually, don't even do that. Don't forget that part. But it could change your life, couldn't it?
You know, it's a new career. There's so many people that try it and decide, hey, you know, I've kind of done my office thing for the real life. Why don't I move down to Bonaire and, like, become a dive instructor?
Make your passion your profession. That's kind of what I've ended up doing. I end up talking about it a lot, but I get to do it a little bit. What about you? You been diving lately?
This fall, went over for our 25th anniversary over to the Philippines for a week.
Nice. How was that?
Oh, Atlantis Resorts was awesome. Beautiful dive.
So how does the diving in the Philippines compare to some other places, like in the Caribbean or wherever else you've been?
Well, the Philippines is biodiversity. There's so much where we dive, and there was a lot of mackerel. So you're seeing like the blue ring octopus, which is a dangerous creature but it can attack you. A lot of nudibranchs, so more mackerel photography. But there are special places called Apo Reef, which has got the bigger stuff.
Now, you mentioned that. I've heard about the blue ring octopus in Australia and other places like that. And it is. It's a very poisonous critter. But you're just saying, what, it's only poisonous, what, if the thing bites you or what?
Yeah, it'd have to bite you. And it's actually very small. The ones I was shooting pictures of were probably less than 3 inches tall or long, so very small, and they're not out to get you like anything else in the water. Pretty much everything's defensive, so unless you're like putting your hand in his mouth, you have no problem.
Yeah, so it'd be like a lionfish type of thing. You wouldn't want to get close enough where it could pierce you or anything, and you don't want to corner it and put it in defensive mode, but other than that, you take cool pictures of them and that kind of thing, right?
Correct. You know, let them be how they are, take their picture, leave them alone, but just some fantastic mackerel diving.
Now, what do you got on the radar there, Dave?
Just working, getting our retailers all excited about diving and getting people into their store.
Okay, BeADiver.com. That's where you go. Great seeing you again. We'll talk again soon, my friend.
That's right. Hey, Greg, I know we're both traveling a lot of different places, but I know for sure we're going to see each other at the Neil Watson Jerry Beatty Birthday Bash.
Yeah, Birthday Bash Spectacular. It's going to be unbelievable in August. Matter of fact, we're going to have to track those guys down here and find out more about this little thing that they're actually promoting for the first time here at this dive show. All right, Dave, good seeing you, buddy.
Hey, hang loose, go diving.
Will do. Hey, matter of fact, let's go diving with Explore Avengers. I've been talking about the giveaway that we're doing here at Our World Underwater for the next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise, and I'm standing next to our buddy Clay from Explore Adventures. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Did you know you're giving away one of your trips today?
I think you were going to take me out for a beer and explain what we were doing, wasn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm going to get him liquored up, and then he's going to give me a free spot on the next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise first week of August. That's how it's working.
Exactly.
It might have to be a shot.
Okay, two, three, maybe something.
Okay,
like that.
Fair enough. So, Clay, how are you enjoying the 40-year anniversary of Our World Underwater, first off? Pretty good show so far, huh?
It's been a great show so far. It's been real busy this evening. We're looking forward to a great weekend.
I am, too. Now, we're giving away this trip. Now, of course, people can come here to the booth and register for the giveaway, but they can also learn about the many other destinations that you offer. Now, we're planning to go on this trip in May, hopefully. Is it still on for our Galapagos adventure on the new Humboldt Explorer?
That's what it's looking like. We'll be down there having fun with the hammerheads and the whale sharks and all that.
So, nice. How's the construction of the vessel coming along?
It's going great. The interior is well on its way to being complete. The machinery's in, and it's going to be a beautiful boat.
The only thing left to do is put me on board, right?
Yeah, just you and maybe one or two.
Padded room.
Special short bus kind of people.
Exactly. I knew that was coming. I just knew that was coming. But so you got Galapagos. We got the Northeast Caribbean itinerary, Ceiba. Isn't that going on right now, or is that getting ready to go back?
Yeah, Caribbean Explorer 2 is in the Northeastern Caribbean right now, and is actually today she rolled into St. Martin, and we'll be going back to St. Kitts next week, and then the end of March she'll be going back to the Southern Bahamas and be there for 4 months.
Nice. So you got the Bahamas, you got the Northeast Caribbean there, Ceiba to St. Kitts, back and forth each week, and then of course we got the Turks and Caicos, and that's the boat we're going to be on, the Turks and Caicos Caribbean Explorer 2, and we got our Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise, the first week of August. Now, it's been a while since our last one. It's already went through a major overhaul. Was that because of us?
Yeah, it was really sort of embarrassing after you guys got off. So that didn't sound right. After you guys left the boat, it was really sort of embarrassing. So we had to go through and do a lot of cleaning and fixing stuff that had holes in it. Basically,
yeah. Fix the holes. Yeah, exactly. But I mean that boat really is a magnificent dive vessel. So what have you done? What kind of retrofit upgrade or what is it went through?
Oh, we've just done a lot of paint, new carpet, stuff like that, and all the exciting stuff that we talked about before, bilge manifolds, fuel piping and all that fun stuff.
Yeah,
the
chicks really go crazy over that stuff.
They love that. Amazing stuff.
Nice. Now, have you seen our new mermaid? Do you like our new mermaid extravaganza up front at the show here?
You kept mentioning the outfits, and I really couldn't take my eyes off the mermaids, but apparently the outfits are wonderful, too.
Yeah, apparently. You've heard.
Yeah, so you say.
Yes, but exactly. Well, we're going to bring the outfits and maybe a mermaid or two on one of our Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise first week of July. You can obviously go to exploreventures.com or just call them up,
1-800-322-3577.
I'm just testing him. He runs a company. I want to make sure he
knows. For a second.
Exactly.
I never called that number.
ExploreVentures.com. You go there, get information on all the itineraries. And, of course, don't forget to join us in July. Are you going to join us for that little adventure this time, you think?
There's a pretty good possibility.
It's been long enough. That time.
I think we were on, Caribbean Explorer 2 last time? Yeah, that was a good trip.
That was a great trip. Yeah. This will be even better in the Turks and Caicos. All right, we got more coming up from Chicago. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Water and fish. If you paid half as much attention to me as you do those fish, I'd be the happiest wife in Flatbush.
Give me some water. Cause I shot a man on the Mexican border. Cuckoo water. Give me some water.
All right, we've given you several ways to get some water or get in the water here already on today's show from Chicago and Our World Underwater. Here's another one. Our buddy Bob Rooney from Captain Hook's Dive Center and Marathon's with me right now here at the big show. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Now, you got some big news here to share with the Midwest Divers and obviously everyone listening to Scuba Radio today, because a brand new dive vessel down there in Marathon, right?
Yeah, we got a new member of the family. We just purchased a 46-foot catamaran, a Corinthian dive boat for up to 35 divers or 50 snorkelers, so we're all pretty excited. The last 3 days, we've had it in the water for about 5 days now. In the last 3 days, we've had We've had 15, anywhere average from 15 to 21 divers on there, so it's been great.
Nice. Now, I've been on those type of vessels many times before, and when you say 35 divers, I'm sure people listening right now, some of them are cringing, thinking, oh my God. But really, a boat like that, you have tons of deck space, and you really can't accommodate that many divers. Maybe split them up in the group, drop them at this site and another site or whatever, but tons of space and much more leg room than you might expect when you hear those kind of numbers, right?
Oh, it's like there's like a big dance floor on that thing. I mean, you got plenty of room.
We might have to do that, Bob. We may have to come down to Marathon and do a Scuba Radio open ocean disco night.
There we go. We'll do that. But no, you know, if we're ever... What we're going to do on that vessel is for every 7-8 divers, we're going to throw in a dive master, you know, for those 7 or 8. So it's going to be personalized is what it is. And we do that anyway with the dive masters. But with that big of a vessel, we might have four dive masters on the boat at one time. So it's we're excited.
Yeah, well, it sounds like a great vessel. I got to get down and do some diving. I got to get down there quick, Bob, because, you know, end of March is end of lobster season. What's been going on in that regard? Have you been getting any lobster sighting reports down there lately, or what?
You know what? It's funny you say that. Everybody's heard of how bad the weather's been down there and cold. It was about three, four days ago. We all went out for lobsters, and we all scored well. We all limited out, and it was unbelievable. But yes, it's funny you asked me that, because we had a great day the other day.
Yeah, well, maybe the cold water or cold weather is stirring them up a little bit. Maybe getting them to walk around. Is that what you're inferring? Maybe.
I believe that. Yeah, I believe that. Lobster move a lot, and I think so. I think they're stirred up pretty good.
Nice. Now, what else has been going on? You got the wreck dive. What is the main site that you guys visit the most right now down there in Marathon?
Well, our premier wreck there is the Thunderbolts. It's my favorite wreck in the Florida Keys. But we do a lot of shallow reef stuff too. I mean, Samantha's is a very popular shallow reef area. It's where, you know, years ago, that's where they used to feed when we were able to. We used to feed the sharks on that site. Samantha's is named after a nurse shark. So and she still frequents that. So
nice. So we got Thunderbolt. We got the nurse shark Samantha. How about Hillary the mermaid? How's she holding up?
Hillary's doing great. She'll, you know, She's just a phenomenal worker. She's getting her dive master here pretty quick, so she'll be on the boat all the time. But
all right, well, there's a reason to come down and dive right now.
That's right. Yeah, she's a good girl. Everybody knows Hillary.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, we indoctrinated her into the Scuba Radio Mermaid family. By the way, have you seen our new mermaids up front here at Our World Underwater?
I will definitely be over. You know how I am. I'm always there with the mermaids. I love them.
I'm looking for people to help me judge the new outfits that we got from our friends at Mermagica. Outfit the mermaids properly. So when you go there, actually look at the costumes. You know, maybe start from the tail up as opposed to what most guys do. You hear what I'm saying?
That's right. I have no problem doing that.
Hey, well, what else is on your agenda after Chicago? Where are you heading to next?
Chicago, I go a couple weeks up to D.C. That's going to be a new show for us. And then after that, it's Beneath the Sea up in Jersey. And then it's Texas, and then Long Beach, and then out to Europe.
You're doing the circuit. You're going to end up in Europe?
Yeah, Europe. We're going to do Birmingham in England.
And, okay.
And also, then it'll be time for Dusseldorf, Germany, for the boat show.
Yeah, those are a couple shows I need to get out to for sure. Well, Bob, great seeing you. It's CaptainHooks.com, right?
Yes, www.CaptainHooks.com.
Marathon diving at its best. We're going to get down there real soon, dive that new boat. Congratulations to you on your new vessel, and we'll talk to you again real soon, my friend.
All right. Thanks for having me.
All right. We got more coming up from Our World Underwater, the 40-year anniversary of the big show next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio. Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to dive. Greg the Dive Master in Chicago at Our World Underwater. You know, this gives us an opportunity to catch up with some of our Midwestern diving friends. Tina Hague would be one of those fine individuals from Hague Quarry. How are you doing, Tina?
I'm doing well, very well, despite the cold.
Yeah, despite the cold. Matter of fact, I had Pat on the Pat Hammer from Our World Underwater on the show last week, or actually the week before, and they were doing an ice dive at Hague Quarry. Now, that's not a common thing you guys do, but I guess you do offer that to special groups. Is that the deal or what?
Well, I usually set aside one weekend for just specifically for ice diving. It kind of breaks the monotony for the divers through the winter time, and luckily we don't have to do that all year round.
Yeah, it's a bit of a challenge, I'm sure, on many levels. But I heard it went pretty well. Patrick gave a nice little report of the diving. Said it was quite fun to see the critters under the ice that day.
Yeah, the visibility was about 40 feet, which is really the best that it gets. And luckily the sun was out, the wind wasn't too fierce, and we ended up having about 90 people do crazy ice diving.
Nice. 90 divers doing an ice dive there at Hague Quarry. Now, that's Kankakee, Illinois. It's south of Chicago, right?
That's correct. Yeah, 60 miles south of Chicago.
Okay, and you go to HagueQuarry.com on the web and get more information about the dive site. But it's a major dive facility here where all the local dive centers go and do their training and just stay wet. A great opportunity to stay wet other than, going to O'Hare International Airport and traveling someplace. But it's a really cool little piece of the Caribbean you've created right there in Kankakee, Illinois. I love it. The ice dive thing, they were trying to talk me into it. What do you think? Do you do this too? Do you get in the water during when it's that cold?
I barely get out of the house, let alone get in.
I'm with you, Tina. I'm with you.
The only ice diving I do is in a cocktail.
Okay. All right. I like the way you think. We're warm water wusses, aren't we?
Oh, there we go.
See, that's why she has that tropical theme at her location, I have a feeling. You're trying to bring some of that vibe to your backyard, aren't you?
Yep, making it fun.
Yeah, absolutely. She does a great job at that. We got to come out there in July and do our annual visit to Hague Quarry. Well, you'll learn more about that coming up on a future show. Tina, great to see you.
Nice to see you, Greg. Thanks.
HagueQuarry.com. More coming up from Our World Underwater, 40-year anniversary edition. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
This place is completely freeing. Would you believe that today I dabbled in public nudity? Daphne and I found a secluded cove on the beach. We shed our garments and surrendered ourselves to the sand, the sea, and one rather curious grouper.
And we are back here in Chicago at Our World Underwater. I'm standing with Scott Jones. He does Diver Wire. You can go to DiverWire.com, get the latest and greatest news and information when it comes to diving. Right, Scott?
That's right. And I've got breaking news from the show floor.
Show floor, really? So you're here covering for Diver Wire?
I am here at Our World Underwater here in Chicago, Illinois, covering the event. And it's great seeing all these divers out here, even though there's snow on the ground. I don't think the two go together, but I guess they do this weekend.
Hey, why not? Hey, if they can't dive, they got to come inside and talk about it for a couple days. That's how it works, right?
Indeed, indeed. But I did mention that breaking news, and basically talked to the guys over at Scuba Pro. And Scuba Pro is unveiling a brand new computer simulator here at the show. And we'll have all the details on it on DiverWire.com first thing Monday morning. I encourage everybody to go out there and check it out.
All right, so but you if you tell me now, you got to kill me, that kind of thing?
Well, I can probably tell you off the air, but if I say too much on the air, it might just jinx the whole thing, and we can't have that.
Okay, you got to either be here or you go to DiverWire.com on Monday, and you'll read all about it, as they say.
Indeed.
Right. Now, you're getting some other scoops here at Our World Underwater, 40-year anniversary. That's news in itself, right?
Oh, four decades. Wow. I mean, I can't imagine what some of the equipment looked like 40 years ago. Can you?
Yeah, well, I can. I've seen some of it, actually, and it's pretty cool. Matter of fact, do they have some of that classic stuff on display here? They probably would. They usually have a booth with some of the classic dive gear here.
Well, I know that some of my gear is a little bit classic, and I probably need to upgrade it now myself. So.
Well, here's your chance. You get some of that Scuba Pro stuff, or God knows what else they have here on display. But,
I got one other thing to tell you about. Did you know that in the history of Body Glove, they have never come to a consumer dive show, and this is the very first time that Body Glove is exhibiting at a consumer dive show?
Yeah, is it any rumor it has to do with our red, white, and blue mermaids on display?
Well, I'm sure they look pretty good in a Body Glove top or a Body Glove cap or something like that, but I'm not sure the wetsuits would go over the tails.
Yeah, well, exactly. Put them in some neoprene, Body Glove neoprene, they'd be good to go. All right, so Body Gloves here, that's a good sign. Yeah, there's all kinds of new folks here on display.
Hey, if you guys are out, I'd encourage people to come on out, and if not, well, maybe next year.
Exactly. Come on out and read all about it at DiverWire.com. Thanks, Scott. All right, so we have, it's Francie? Francie?
Hey, Greg, it's Francie. France, like the country France, Attaway, Francie. And I'm here to tell you about Drop Zone Dive In. It's a program geared for retailers to attract or inspire the next generation of divers. And it's taking into account who Generation X and Y are, how to market to them, understand their needs, and expand your dive business.
Yeah, now this was an offshoot of that dive Drop Zone Tahiti movie a year or two ago, right?
Yes, so what I did is I used the Drop Zone Tahiti movie as a foundation to build this program upon, because every generation needs some form of generational marker to influence and change behavior. So for me as a baby boomer, I watched Undersea World of Jacques Cousteau as a little kid, and I said, hey, I want to become a diver. Well, Generation X and Y don't have the same level of generational markers. So Drop Zone Tahiti served as the beginning of a generational marker to shift the influence and attitude in young people to the sport of diving.
Nice. Get the surfers underwater and letting them, you know, get into that sport will hopefully draw in more Gen X and Yers, right?
And not just surfing. BMX riders, snowboarders, skateboarders, swimmers.
Everybody, all of the above. The website is?
DropZoneDiveIn.com.
Scuba Radio.
Do you want to talk diving or tell Greg the Dive Master he's all wet? Then call Scuba Radio now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Oh, shark farts.
Now if I was as rich as the Aga Khan, I'd tell you what I would do. Buy every man, woman, and child on this planet a mask and a snorkel too. Then I'd lead that wild migration, Destination Wyoming. steel guitar. Beautiful swimmers stay in the groove, catching constant currents near and far.
Yes, you know, you want to be a beautiful swimmer underwater as a scuba diver. You have that opportunity here at Our World Underwater in Chicago. Aqualung has just, well, I mean, it's been out for a few months, right, Megan? This new Zuma dive system you guys put out on the market?
Late last year, last fall.
Right. Now, it's the lightest and greatest looking. I don't, what is the deal on this new system, this BC and regulator setup?
It is currently the lightest regulator on the market. It weighs the largest size, which is a, it goes up to a double extra large. It weighs under 4.4 pounds.
Nice. And how important is that? Well, I'll tell you how important it is, because I've gotten hit with so many excess baggage fees, it's not even funny. And as a matter of fact, a few weeks ago, we were talking about how some divers were going to the extreme to actually wear their BC on the plane so they wouldn't have to check it as bags. And this is very stylish. It's light. You could pass this off as a vest, I think, couldn't you?
You sure could. But you actually wouldn't have to do that. You can roll it up. It doesn't have a back plate. So you can roll it up and put it in your carry-on bag.
Very nice. So you combine that with the regulator. And what, let's see, is it an Apex regulator? Is that the brand? What is it?
It's our new Apex Flight, which is the lightest now on the market. And I don't know how much it weighs, actually.
Oh, that's okay. It's light. It's super light. So there's an Aqualung version, too, or is this the Apex version?
This is, we have the Micron regulator.
Right.
Okay. Which came out just a little bit before the flight.
Right. So you got the Apex Flight, which is their, you know, their sister brand there at Aqualung. And then you got the BC, which what is that? That's the Zuma, that's
the Zuma BC.
Okay. And that's Aqualung, or is that?
Yeah, this is Aqualung.
Okay. Okay. So you combine either the micro regulator or the Apex Flight regulator, and you have a super light diving system.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's the lightest set you can find on the market right now. Yeah.
Have you had anybody actually wear it on board, like I just said, or was that news to you?
No, not on board. No.
Well, it's so light. I guess you wouldn't have to, right?
Yeah, no, you can just roll it up if it's in your backpack or in your carry-on bag.
Yeah, it's cool stuff. I saw the pictures of this, and I wanted to get a up close and personal look. Now, what about the computer system? This looks like a fairly compact little computer thing too that you have hooked up to the regulator.
Yeah.
What's that?
The Cobra 3 computer, and it's air integrated, has a compass, so it's kind of a one-stop shop right there.
So you got everything you could ever need, and probably I'd say tops, this is going to top out at like 10 pounds max, maybe, right?
Pretty close. I would probably say maybe with the fins and mask and snorkel, everything you need, including wetsuit, probably under 15 pounds.
Very nice. Yeah, so dive gear in general is going on a diet, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's
nutty.
Oh, it's crazy.
Yeah, you just wish it was in real life. It was easy to lose weight like this, but it's not easy. A lot of technology goes into this stuff, but it's smaller, lighter, faster, more cooler, that kind of thing. I like the color scheme too. What is that? Kind of army green. What is that?
Yeah, we have we call it palm.
Palm, nice.
Palm and charcoal, and then we also have an ocean, a blue, and charcoal.
Charcoal, palm, and ocean blue. I love the stylings that Aqualung is throwing out there these days. It's very stylish stuff, and you could wear it on the plane, and people might give you a second look, but this stuff actually looks pretty stylish. I like the groove you're going with there, Megan. What else have you guys been up to? Business good out there on the left coast, or what?
It's growing. Last year was a tough year for everybody, but I think that, you know, things are looking up, especially, you know, with the new travel line. We've had nothing but positive responses on it. So.
Yes. Well, you know, the travel restrictions obviously play in your favor.
Yep, absolutely.
You got to fulfill the need, unfortunately. So you're doing a good job at Aqualung. Thank you so much. Aqualung.com, right?
Aqualung.com.
Yes. All right, Megan, enjoy yourself here at Our World Underwater.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
All right. Hey, you may want to take some pictures while while you're down underwater as well. And I got our buddies from Olympus with us. How you doing there, buddy?
I'm doing great, Greg. Great to see you again.
Great to see you, Andrew. Andrew was nice enough to help us out here at the silent auction at Our World Underwater and contribute a nice little underwater camera from Olympus and a housing. But you are here at Our World Underwater actually showcasing a new camera or a couple new cameras from Olympus, right?
Yes, we are, Greg. As you remember, when we first met several years ago at Beneath the Sea, I told you about our shock and waterproof cameras, and that amazed you.
Yes, he just took the camera and threw it down in front of me, and I'm like, whoa! Like, I dropped it, and I'm like, oh, brother. But that was part of your demo, right?
Yeah, well, we've taken that to a new level, because now we have three new models of that camera. We have the Stylus Tough 8010, the Stylus Tough 6020, and the Stylus Tough 3000.
So now you can, like, throw them against a wall? Or what's the difference?
Oh, they are still crush-proof, freeze-proof, shock-proof, and waterproof. The 8010 to 33 feet, the 6020 to 16 feet, and our new 3000 to 10 feet. But they all take HD video now, Greg.
Oh, nice. Very nice. So you've combined the best of both worlds, a nice point-and-shoot camera and video as well.
Absolutely. And as you know, as a diver, it's great to be able to, in one device, do the stills and then do your HD video and not have to carry a separate video camera down with you.
Yes, absolutely. And there's times when I'm taking pictures of our Scuba Radio mermaids where having both interchanging media is very important because you want to capture the action, the essence of the scene, right?
Absolutely. And the nice thing, too, about this line is for the first time in a long time, both those cameras, the 8010 and the 6020, they fit in one housing, the new PT-048. So you don't have to go out and buy a separate housing per camera. It's one, you know, one size fits all.
Very nice. So they simplified, made them more indestructible, waterproof, and now they shoot video. Man, yeah, what don't they do is probably a shorter list when it comes to Olympus underwater cameras. We got more coming up from Chicago next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Here on the island. Here on the island.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why for the second year in a row, we have made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Stanley that I have asthma, because I don't. If it gets out, they won't let me scuba. If I can't scuba, then what's this all been about? What am I working toward?
Take it on.
We are back here in Chicago, almost ready to wrap it up, but I saved the best for last. The hardest working man in the dive industry, Neil Watson, is with me right now. I told you I'd get him. I got him now.
Hey, Greg. It's great to be here. Actually, I've been here since Monday, Chicago since Monday.
He's been working, doing his DEMA duties, right?
Yeah. We had a DEMA board meeting Tuesday and Wednesday, and then a little playtime yesterday and a members meeting this afternoon. And now the show's open, and we're rocking and rolling.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Now, Neil, we wanted to talk about this last week, but a guy wasn't ready to talk about it. There's a big a project that you're involved with, Guy Harvey, and a whole bunch of other folks from the Bahamas, and we can finally spill the beans, right?
Oh, man, I'm so excited about this. We've actually been working on this for like 2.5 years. Guy Harvey and myself and some investors have been working on a trying to develop a chain of Guy Harvey Outpost resorts, unique boutique-type hotels with marinas and whatever. And Guy, of course, will be doing the boating and the fishing and that end of it. And I'll be branding and in this case, physically hands-on with the dive operation. And we just closed the deal at the Bimini Big Game Club over in Bimini, which is like a giant circle. You know, I started my second operation in the Bahamas in Bimini in 1965. Two of my kids were born there. My son, now 30, is running the operation over in Cape Eleuthera. And we're looking to try to get this thing opened around the 15th of April, and really excited about it.
It's big news. Bimini, it's a long time coming. They've had a tough time over the last few years, and this has been in the works for some time, and it's good to hear you're involved, as well as Guy Harvey. And I have no doubt this will be a huge success and a location that every diver listening right now will want to take advantage of and schedule very soon. So April is the target date at the moment.
We're shooting for April the 15th, yeah. And I mean, the resort's been closed for 18 months, but we checked it out and it's in great shape, and we're getting the power turned back on the next couple of days, and just see how many sparks come out of the walls and stuff like that. And but yeah, we're looking to get operational mid-April, and we don't have a website up yet, but if you go to neilwatson.com, as soon as we got something available, we'll put it up, or you can call 1-800-327-8150. My office and be able to fill you in. And I mean, it's really neat. I've ran into some people at the show today or tonight even, and they said, Neil, I was diving with you like 25 years ago in Bimini, and that was some of the best times I had. And I said, dude, you got a chance to do it again. I'm going to be back.
Nice. Well, and there you go. Bimini in April. We'll cover it right here on the World's First Radio Show Devoted to Diving, I have no question. As well as Neil's birthday party. That's coming up. I'll tell you all about that next week. Big bash with him and Jerry Bader from Dive Training Magazine. That'll be on next week's edition. And we'll probably have to do more stuff from Chicago because there's just too much here to cover in one show. Till then, however, remember, it's always better down where it's wetter. Good diving, everybody!
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.